YC Podcast, Discussions on Child and Youth Care, episode number 129. I'm Wolfgang Vachon. Today I want to talk about a project that I was part of. It's a new audio drama called Transitioning Home, and it can be found at transhome.org, TRANSHOME.org. There's also a Facebook page called Transitioning Home Podcast. I'll post both of these from the CYC Podcast site and the Facebook page. So Transitioning Home is a project that I was actually involved in and worked on over the past year, and I think it's a pretty amazing project, and I want to talk about it. But rather than me just talk about it by myself, I've invited some folks involved in the project to speak with me. So I'd like to start first with an actor, a musician, one of the creators of the script, Mr. Jordan Hightower. Jordan, thank you so much for agreeing to do this interview and conversation with me today.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm excited. So maybe we could just start with you introducing yourself to us a little bit.
What can I say? My name is Jordan, and I am a trans man. I identify as trans, but, you know, all male pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been interested in working in the trans and LGBT community just to make a difference for people like myself, I guess to feel more accepted by society and to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I believe that that's why I also do art, because I speak through my art. And I feel like I can get my message across through that way better.
What's some of the art you do? Obviously, I know about this project. What's some of the other art that you create?
So I also make music, and I write poems, I write short stories, I write scripts, but mostly music. So, and I also went to school for audio engineering just to kind of teach myself how to, you know, engineer my music and get myself out there.
Nice. What's the relationship for you between art and activism?
Because art, you could express yourself any way possible, and people respond to art positively all the time, whether it be through a musical or through a play, through a song, through a poem. However you put it out, there is always someone that it will resonate with.
I'm such a huge fan of art, as you know. Just for all you listeners who are hearing children's voices in the background as well, Jordan's just on his way to pick up a little one from school. So those are the noises that we're hearing, which I think is kind of awesome. Children's voices. This is a podcast about child and youth care.
Right.
So what would you say Transitioning Home is about?
I would say it's about basically, you know, homeless, marginalized youth of LGBT and POC that had not so great experiences in the shelter system. And when I first heard about the project, I was thrilled, because I myself was a person, a trans person of color, that was in the shelter system, and it wasn't always the greatest experience.
I don't want you, and in fact, I'm going to ask you not to share anything that's too intense, but because we're not in the same town right now, so
for myself, like, when I just started transitioning, I couldn't just go to a male shelters because my safety was at risk.
Yeah.
So I was too old to be in the youth mixed shelters. So I had to go to the women's shelter, which it often caused problems, because even though I had my own room, there were people that were not comfortable with me being there.
Hmm. And how?
And there was, sorry.
No, go ahead.
There was a specific incident where it was one specific shelter. It was a Salvation Army shelter, actually. And I was so appalled at how I was treated. I never expected these people that, you know, they're working for God and they're doing all this to be so discriminatory towards me. And they wouldn't even refer to me as, you know, like my pronouns or my name. They would just refer to me as it or that. And it was disgusting.
Wow.
Because I wasn't the only one going through that. I didn't believe it until it started happening to me myself.
And what would you have liked? What, you know, in the ideal world, and we sort of take some of this up in the episode, but in the ideal world, what would you like your experience to be like in a shelter system?
Just comfortable. Like, I'm saying, you know, it's not always positive. It doesn't always have to be positive, but I feel like people should be comfortable because they don't have anywhere else to go. And this is where they have to stay for whether it's a couple weeks, a couple months, whatever the case may be. This is where they have to live, they rest their head. And if they're not comfortable, like, it's like, well, what is the point of them even being there? That's why some of them feel like, I would feel like, I used to feel like it's better to just stay on the street rather than go in and be treated like with no dignity. You know what I mean? So it's always, I just feel like people should be comfortable as they are and should be respected based on how they identify. Whether, you know, there's people that say, you know what, they shouldn't be forcing their lifestyle on us because, you know, they don't understand it. And they would say, well, male is male, female is female, you're born this way, blah, blah, blah. But it's not up to you to determine how somebody identifies. Absolutely. And the least that you can do is respect the person and their wishes.
Nice, nice. Absolutely. One of the things that you know, I sometimes struggle with, and I have a hard time with sometimes is when I'm with colleagues and people say stuff, particularly when people say, you know, stuff when, you know, there's not a trans person around or other situations. And I, you know, sometimes I struggle and I fumble and I regret not saying stuff. Any words of wisdom and insight, Jordan, on how to
honestly
address like those moments?
I struggle with them myself because there's times where I'm in situations where, you know, if the LGBT community, they're getting bashed, and while I'm arguing, I argue from everyone's point of view. So I try to see everyone's point of view in any kind of argument. And sometimes I don't speak up because I get scared that I'm going to get targeted. And there has been incidents where I have spoken up and I have been targeted because I've spoken up. So me personally, I don't know what advice I would give you. Other than, you know, maybe just do what I do and try to explain from, or try to understand from everyone's standpoint and then make your argument from there.
Nice.
Yeah, like meaning, you know, like it depends on the situation too. Because if you feel like you're in danger or you're going to be in danger, I wouldn't say go ahead and have all these conversations on it. Because you don't want to put yourself at risk. You don't want to be a target.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. In the episodes, or in the podcast in general, racism is another topic that runs throughout the different scenarios. How do you see racism existing in the social services and youth social service systems today?
Certain people, it depends. Certain people can't get access to certain things. And I have a few friends sorry guys, I'm on the phone, okay? I'm going to give you an example. I have a friend that he's a trans guy, and he's a person of color, and he's been trying to get ODSP for about 3 years now.
Just for our listeners who are not in Ontario, ODSP is like the social service for people with disabilities.
Yeah, with disabilities. Yeah. So he's been trying to, and he's as sickly as I am, and I'm a sickly person. For those that don't know, I'm a very sick person. And he's about as sick as I am. He spends about the same amount of time in the hospital, if not more. And he's just been constantly told that, you know, he's not eligible. And he's at the point where he's really frustrated right now because he knows other people who, they aren't as sick, but as soon as they apply, they've had no problem getting through. And we've had two people tell us that there's nothing wrong with this. They just claim to have mental health issues, and they've been approved. So he believes that it's because of the color of his skin. And I do believe that too, because I've seen it firsthand myself where, you know, a certain person will apply and not get it, but then someone else I don't want to sound racist, but like a Caucasian person will apply and they're automatically approved. You know what I mean? And it's just like, and I've had a lot of them tell me that, hey, there's nothing wrong with me. I just say that I have mental health issues and I'm approved. And I don't find that fair. I don't find it fair at all. And it's just, even when it comes to housing, it's the same thing. I've been looking for apartments and I've been rejected because I'm young and I'm black and they believe that I'm going to have parties and just all these excuses that shouldn't even be, you know, legal.
They're not legal. That's, you know, that's the reality. It's called racism and the housing discrimination, and they're not legal. And you know, I wanted, just as we wrap up so that you can safely walk your little folks home. In the podcast, there's some disturbing scenes of violence, including episode 3, which follows your character's story, and your character Remy. And there's a particular difficult situation involving sexual assault, and I was actually somewhat reluctant to put the scene into the podcast, and you were one of the people who thought it was really important that we portray these scenes without being explicit. So why do you think it's important to put such scenes into the? It was important to put such scenes into the podcast.
Honestly, the reason being why I was so adamant on it being in there was because, number one, it's a conversation that needs to be had because everyone is too afraid to have it. And two, it was actually to help me because I experienced it. And there are certain things that I couldn't talk about. Like, even now, I can't talk about. But it helped me to realize that if you can be strong for someone, then do it. Because not everyone is strong enough to get over things like this. And it's taken me years to get over it. And I wouldn't say that I'm fully 100% over it, but it has helped me to come to grips with it and just better understand that I'm not the only one that goes through these things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we're really seeing that, you know, culturally right now in so many different sectors.
Yes, and it's a conversation that needs to be had because everyone is so afraid to have it. And even when, the people that I've sent out the episodes to, they've come back with such positive reviews. They cannot wait for the next couple episodes because they're like, oh my gosh, this is what we needed when we were going through these things. This is what we needed. Where was this?
Nice. That's so great to hear. That's so great to hear. That's awesome. you know, one of the reasons that we first introduced this scene, that particular scene around sexual assault, is when I spoke with trans folks who've been in the shelter system, every single person I spoke to had told me about a sexual assault that happened to them or a trans person that they know that they live with. Every single one. And when I talked to staff,
they don't know.
They don't know. Every staff I talked to, not a single staff said, yes, I am aware of a sexual assault happening. They were unaware, right?
Because the thing is that people are afraid to talk about these things. They're terrified. Mm-hmm. Because the minute you do, and I had a friend that did, they got kicked out.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. It's okay. Yeah, they got kicked out. So I understand why people are afraid. And that's why I'm like, it's needed. We can't take it out. I know that it's hard. Because believe me, Wolfgang, like, the first time that I had to do the scene, my heart, like, I felt like it was going to jump out of my chest. Because it's like, I suffer PTSD from it, you know? So, it's like, so it's like, I don't know. It was just, my heart felt like it was going to jump out of my chest because it was just like, I'm going back and I'm reliving this experience. But I'm doing this for the greater good.
And I also want to say that, you know, I was really, you know, I was really struck by how you were able to get the support you needed. You were able to ask for the support you needed, ask for the help you needed, and build community around you, both as part of the crew that was working on the podcast and then outside of that crew, right? And for me, that was... Yeah, it was really great to see. Anyways, I encourage people to listen to that episode, episode 3. It's it's a difficult episode, but as you say, it's
it is important. Needed.
Yeah,
and it is absolutely needed.
I get chills every time I hear it. Just as we wrap up, you're a musician, as you said. You're a writer. You're an actor. Any projects coming up for you on the artistic front?
On the music side, I'm not positive. I don't have a date for my EP, but I do have an EP called STM dropping sometime this year.
Nice.
Unfortunately, my old record label, they burned me, so I had to start everything over by myself. And so I found a new producer, and we've currently been working. Like, for the past couple of months, we've been working on the project. So hopefully, I'm trying to drop it by August.
That'd be amazing.
But
when you do, you let me know, and then we'll give you a little shout out on the podcast for sure.
Absolutely. And honestly, I believe that we should continue the podcast.
Nice.
Maybe add some more episodes, you know?
Yeah. I'd be into that. That's great. Jordan, I want to thank you so much for taking the time today, but more importantly, for doing the show. You and I didn't know each other before this project, and it was so amazing working with you. And you brought so much.
You've been amazing, and I would like love to work with you again in the future.
Awesome, we're gonna make it happen, my friend.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you very much. Enjoy your walk home and your beautiful day today. And we'll talk again soon.
No problem. All right. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This concludes this month's episode of CYC Podcast. Tune in next time for more discussions on child and youth care. Subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher. Visit us on our website at cycpodcast.org. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/cycpodcast.